home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi. Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time for baseball and softball on Hoosierland TV. Get ready for exciting varsity action as the girls take the field for softball and the boys step up to the plate for baseball all season long. Every pitch, every hit, every big play, covered live with play-by-play from Don Stock and Kyle Etherington, bringing you the energy, the insight, and the hometown excitement you won't want to miss. From rivalry matchups to key conference showdowns, Hoosierland TV is your home for spring sports coverage. Grab your Cracker Jack and tune in to cheer on your favorite team, because the season starts now. Varsity, softball, and baseball live on Hoosierland TV. Tune in to Hoosierland TV for Tuesday, April 21st, Boys Baseball, 5:30 p.m., Rossville versus Clinton Central. Brought to you by Wealthy Exteriors, Jerry's Body Shop, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Wampler Services Incorporated, Norman & Miller Eye Care, Winsky Brothers, Encompass Credit Union, Barrett Farms Express, The Farmers Bank, Fiberhawk, Tier 1 Meat Company, Fire Pizza, and Frankfort Moose Lodge.
Welcome back to Party Line here on WILO and Boone 102.7. We want to thank our guests, Brian Kilman and Ryan Edgars for the first half. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Really appreciate it. In-house, you can see him on the screen, Scott Shoemaker, Frankfort Police Department Chief, and appreciate him being here. We'll run through our sponsors here real quick. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Boone, Carroll, and Clinton County Daily News, your free online newspapers. The Hoosierland Telecast brought to you by Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, LLC, BFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham's Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arbor Wood by Shoes, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Man, I need oxygen after reading all of that, but we want to thank them for helping us bring you the telecast on Hoosierland TV. In-house, as I said before, Scott Shoemaker, Frankfort Police Department Chief, and good morning.
Well, good morning. Everybody support those sponsors, you know, the local community. That's a lot. lot of sponsors there.
So. It is. We are very, okay. Oh, my guy from the other day is calling in because he had a comment real quick. We've been talking about gas prices and the tax being halted for a while, you know, that kind of thing. But when we were reading it and doing some research on it, it wasn't including diesel.
Right.
And we were talking about diesel with farming getting ready to kick off anyway. But this is a gentleman who had a comment about it, but we had already gone off the air. So we'll grab him real quick and bring him on. And I want to know what that kind of stuff does to you guys, too, for your expenses. Hello, caller. How are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were talking the other day about the automobile makers in Frankfort.
Oh, yeah, when Russ was talking about the one that used to be in Frankfort, yeah.
Yeah, well, there was more than one.
Okay.
And there was a tractor manufacturer that kind of has a little bit of history to this day. It was called Hoke, as in Hoke Avenue.
Okay.
Over 100 years ago, and it was made on the property where the old battery factory was.
Sure. Across from Wampler's.
Yes. So,
wow.
And then the number of car manufacturers in Frankfort was 5, I think it was. So.
That's hard. That is really hard to believe that we had all that industry at that time, at the mechanical era of 5 auto manufacturers. That's pretty wild.
Yeah,
what do you think, Scott? Can you imagine seeing?
I don't think I was around. I remember they made batteries across the street at Exide, but I don't remember it.
But all these over 100 years ago were cars that no longer exist, basically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't realize there was a tractor factory too in town.
Well, that information came to me from Bill Miller of their Good Ones. That's how I learned about it.
Well, Billy's holding out on me. I'm going to have to talk to him about some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
I got one other thing I'd like to get on the air, and that's a farm toy show at Flora Sunday.
Yes, and that's big. That's more than one building, isn't it?
I've never been to it before, but I'm going to set up there. So
are you going to set up there this year?
Yes, so I'll learn more about it Sunday.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well, thank you again.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, there is a big toy show over at Florida this Sunday.
Well, you were talking about taxes,
mm-hmm.
fuel taxes, and we had a guest out there. I was going to, you know, they're very happy about saving us 17 cents a gallon. I mean, people are getting so excited. I think that's what the state sales tax is on fuel.
It is.
Around 17 cents, but we'll all be complaining when we're still not paving any roads or filling potholes. I mean, you know, that's just, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, we save, you know, 17 cents a gallon and then we have more potholes this fall. So
yeah.
I think it is, you know, I'm not the guy, you know, I have no problem, you know, paying for services. I don't even call them taxes anymore. They're services.
Sure.
You know, we're paying for services. You know, a house paying $1,000-$1,500 a year for a fully funded police department, fire department, parks department, library, schools, you know, $1,500 to $2,000, whatever it may be in our area, whatever the average is not a lot to have a fully, you know, 24/7 operation. So I'm not real happy about, you know, our changes that are coming up in property taxes because I really I'm concerned, you know, as a police chief with, you know, staffing and equipment and staying retaining our officers. I mean, they can you know, a lot of other cities around us have grown their salaries. Police it's so hard to hire a police officer. You know, if you just look at some of the hiring announcements from other cities, college pay, incentive pay, night shift differential pay, minimum, we pay, you know, a couple hours for a court time. Most cities are paying 4. I mean, we're very far behind. And this property tax situation has really thrown a wrench into how do we recruit and retain. So I'm interested. Sure. You know, we'll be announcing a hiring process soon. Be curious compared to all other areas that are hiring. What you know, how many applicants we get?
Yeah. Well, and I got so frustrated last night online seeing all these people complaining about their property taxes and everything. And I thought, I don't know whether, do they not understand how property taxes work? It was like everybody was expecting to get that discount this year. And it's like, no. What will you're going to get, it wasn't for the property taxes that you're paying this year.
Yeah, but now, I mean, I'll wear, you know, a taxpayer hat. You know, you're going to save $300, but I don't know of a bill that didn't go up $200 this year, you know. And again, these are paid to behind, right?
Yeah.
This is this year we're paying, you know, for last year. And so those credits and things that were passed by the legislature will not be in effect until next year.
Yeah.
So which you, essentially you're going to gain $100, you know, if everybody's went up a couple. I saw what you saw on Facebook. So people are talking about doubling. I don't know if anybody's who doubled. Unless they're looking at the spring and fall installment and not understanding that. But I'm really concerned about the budget. This will be the first budget. You know, I was on the city council in 2008 when we had to cut $2 million, and we were $2 million in the red in 2007, that time frame, and we made it through and got out of that, and things were really rolling and with, you know, employee benefits and taking care of the things in the city. But that all halts. That is all going to halt this summer, and so it'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting budget cycle. I know how the city cuts without cutting people.
Yeah. I mean, well, we talked to Dr. Rota yesterday and talking about they had enough retirements and enough people who resigned moving to other school systems that they didn't have to let anybody go. They did have to move people to different areas or different classes, you know, whatever area they were in, to different areas to retain them. But had they not had those retirements and these people that are going to be moving on to other school systems and, or other, you know, occupations, whatever it may be, they would have had to let 18 go.
Yeah, you've seen many school districts announcing that early. I think cities are trying to figure it out. They still probably don't know across the state how much they really have to cut. You know, I've heard we have to cut upwards of $1 million and all, you know, that you can't do that. I mean, without cutting people and services. So, you know, I think people, you know, have complained a lot about their property taxes going up, and that's only because we as a society have been paying more for properties than they're worth. That's what, you know, assessed value goes up. That's how your, you know, this home sale prices cause the house assessed values to go. This is our fault.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't, you know, when we have to cut services, I don't know who you're going to complain to.
Yeah.
A recording? A voicemail box? I mean, these are the things that people should start thinking about.
Yeah. No, I agree wholeheartedly. I myself, of course, you know where I live. You know, your grandparents live next door. We got ours out last year's taxes out, got the ones that we got this year and got them out. We didn't see much of a difference in ours. But there again, the majority of ours is farm ground.
Right.
So we didn't see a lot, you know, we didn't have, you know, the buildings, the house, you know, what little did go up, it was the actual residence and that. But I found it interesting that my husband is a township trustee, and his taxes that he pays for just drainage on the cemeteries that he takes care of, that went up. It almost doubled for those. And I thought, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to a point where, you know, we as a city respond to every call for service that's called in to the police department. And many cities across this area, they don't respond. You know, crashes. Could you imagine a crash scene and the police don't respond? You have to exchange information and move on down the road. That happens in cities, you know, that you travel to.
It does.
And you're pretty much on your own. You know, your neighbor's dog's barking, not a police matter. The police aren't responding. I mean, these are the things that we'll have to consider as we look at the, you know, the budget.
Yeah, and of course, the annexation increased your coverage
increased
area
our coverage
and
area,
what you're dealing with.
Definitely increased our coverage area. Didn't really, you know, we knew there wouldn't be a huge increase in calls because, you know, the county has handled those areas. We share the same system. We know what kind of call volume is there. So did not increase. We've had some more, you know, different instances on the interstate, you know, our little portion of the interstate, maybe the gas station out there. But we knew those. We knew that would be a little bit more call volume, but not enough to add officers.
We got a call for you here on. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, I want to know, Scott. I want to know why, if nothing's went down, everything stayed the same. Which I don't care. My property taxes went up, but it's got to be for. It goes to good cause. But what I want to know is, what are they doing with that money if you're not going to get that, Scott?
I asked the same question at the office this morning. Where is this my $200 going, you know, for my, you know, because we... that needs to be addressed. I think people need to understand that the taxes that they're paying now were for, you know, for this year's budget.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're talking doom and gloom for 27. So what do you save? You know, if your taxes went up this year and you're supposed to save $300, that's what the legislator promised you in the governor's office. Now it may be $100, if that, you know,
uh-huh.
Because it can't, because we're behind a year. So yeah, I've always asked that question, Carl, where is the money? And it, you know, just so everybody knows, out of all those property taxes, only a portion goes to the city of Frankfort. So we're, you know, the county, the schools, the libraries, you know, mm-hmm. all those different budgets. I can only speak to what the city, and I know our budget, and I know how hard we worked to the last 2 or 3 years, you know, had to dip into some cash reserves. We won't be able to do that again, you know.
Yeah.
You can't do that again?
I don't know how much is in there. We'll have to hear about that as we get into May and June for budget season.
Yeah, that's, honestly, I think that's part of the plan at the State House. I can't say it definitely. It's going to be a question I'm going to have for tomorrow about that, because a lot of municipalities are being pushed to dip into those cash reserves that they've had for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not going to be for an emergency. It's going to be for everyday operations, and that emergency fund's not going
to
be there.
Yeah, they're pushing to, you know, create income taxes. So in the end, nobody's, you know, the workers, you know, the people working aren't going to save. They're going to pay more. You know, they're going to also work their tail off to pay for the house that mm-hmm. they're saving the $300 for, but they're going to be paying more in income tax.
Yeah.
And so it's a game, you know. I don't know if you watch the House of Cards. I've been into that on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, government's a mess.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, I don't have the answer, and things don't make sense anymore. Sense to what's going on in this world. And God bless both of you, and have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Yeah, I think people, you know, they complain, you know, it's, you know, Facebook is the complaining zone, but, you know, if your trash or recycling doesn't get picked up or gets missed, I mean, what?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think is, you know?
Exactly.
We, you know, I'm sure there's some things in our budgets that we could say, okay, we're not going to do that. I don't know, you know, we'll have no pens and pencils for 2020. I mean, I don't know what you want. Like for my budget, you know, if I've got $1,000 a year to pay for paper, pens and pencils, whatever I need, you know, for the officers out on the street or the office staff or whatever, you know, do we cut postage out, which is $1,000? I mean,
yeah.
Where are we going to cut?
Yeah.
You know, do we cut training? Do we cut the travel for those officers to go to training? I mean, do we drive in, you know, Kias around? I mean, you know, these are things that I think the politicians in this community need to start talking about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people don't, you know, there's a lot of confusion, you know, about what comes to town, whether it's a data center, you know, whatever it may be. You know, you don't want that kind of stuff. Then what are you going to do when services are cut because we're not open for business?
Yeah.
You know, so I try to, you know, I'm at the end of my time, you know, I'll have 20 years here in September, you know, and I've been in politics for 20, you know, with as councilman, commissioner, you know, I've done all this, I've seen it all. You're never going to make anybody happy, you know.
No.
Again, everybody's excited about 17 cents a gallon. Mm-hmm. No, but nobody cares how much the gas went up, how much your groceries went up, how much your, you know,
yeah.
It's amazing what we get excited for. And I think as a 40-year-old, you know, middle-aged man, you know, I'm like, it's, you know, it may make my father-in-law happy that gas is down 17 cents.
Well, but, and honestly, but you brought up the good point. Yeah, they put a hold on the gas tax, that 17 cent tax, but did anybody see it go down 17 cents at the pump? No.
And, what's losing? Your road repairs. The same road repairs that you complain about. We don't have enough money to repair the miles of roads that we have. So when we lose tax money, we just kick that can down the road. So I don't know. I got over trying to help people. You know, we'll talk. You know, we got some things to talk about the police department and try to get people to understand the process, understand how things work. And that's all I do is try to get people to, you know, and this is not my opinion. These are facts.
Yeah.
And it's, you still, you know, I was reading Facebook this morning. We'll talk about this canine incident. You know, somebody posts that my officer is nothing's happening to me, still working. How many times do I have to tell the public that the officer is on paid administrative leave? He is not out working. And it's just, it's, you see people post that on official, like as official, as if they know it to be true, on a, you know, I think it might have even been on your guys's, you know, one of your radio stories on your Facebook.
Could have been.
And it's like, I'm just done. I'm done. So you know, talk about it, you know, but it's hard. It's, you'll, people will be happy about 17 cents, but disgruntled about their trash not getting picked up, or their potholes in the street, or the police are taking too long to get here.
Yeah.
It's, you, I'm never going to, you're never going to.
No, you're not.
Why am I out of politics? As you know, I'll never run for a political office.
Yeah.
You won't, again.
See, you won't see me run.
Again.
You won't see me run because I.
Because people aren't happy. People are never happy.
They're never happy. And quite frankly, I don't have the patience for people who don't do their research.
Oh, you must have been listening to me because, you know, we'll Google how to cook chicken in the oven, you know, and get the temperature and how long we should do, but we can't Google how to discipline a police officer, how do we pay for pothole, you know.
Yeah.
We'll Google everything, and we use data centers to do that, by the way, when we when we Google that and post on Facebook.
I was waiting for that to come back around. But
I'm a little bit of,
I know.
It's shock. I guess it goes back to the whole shock. We're complaining about data centers while we do our door dashing, our grocery shopping, our Netflix streaming, our Amazon shopping. Everything we do is in a data center.
Yep.
And unfortunately for those people, the data center will save us from having to cut $1 million. But, you know, I'm not in that climate. It's not my decision.
Right.
And so I think people, you can have your opinion. But don't post it on Facebook, which is housing a data center now that we're learning is going to take how many thousands of gallons of water in Lebanon, Indiana?
Yeah, exactly.
While we're posting on Facebook our disdain for data centers.
Yep.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, and whatever else they're going to put over there because they just sold another $11 million worth of farm ground.
That's what I think what hurts my brain.
Yeah.
More than anything, the complaining on Facebook about data centers, about government. Pick up the phone and call. You know, I just yesterday I saw there was somebody's recycling didn't get picked up. I text Brian, did you see that? No, not yet. Why do I have to see that on Facebook? Why can't they pick up a phone and call the street department and say my recycling got forgot?
Yeah, no.
Why are we posting it on Facebook?
I get it.
It makes no sense to me. I'll never understand that.
Yeah.
Even when I retire.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, let's talk about the police department. Enough of the Melissa and Scott show. It feels like it's Fox News.
Well, I know. That's a whole nother can of worms. But anyway, talking to Scott Shoemaker.
Got so passive, I spilled my coffee. If you're watching on TV, on the camera, spilled my coffee.
Yeah, but you're cleaning it up.
Thank you. Yeah, all right, police department.
Well, all right. You touched on it just a tad. Let's just talk about it, get it over with, and move on. Talk about the canine.
We're not hiding from it. Yeah. We're not hiding from it. We had as everybody knows, we had a video that was posted of our you know, that shows our canine being lifted into the air and then tossed to the ground. And I think that you know, people are rightfully upset about that. I mean, it was, you know, we weren't excited when we saw it.
Yeah.
It did, you know, and so we have to look into it. And I think people need to understand, and I said this at the Board of Works meeting, and which is on City of Frankfort YouTube. You can watch my, you know, 3-4 minute statement that I made, that we are doing what we're supposed to do by the law. You know, I think what you're hearing in our community is contact your legislator. If you don't like the laws and the way we're doing things, change it or try to. And we're following the law, and this takes time. Police officers are not at-will employees. This isn't, you know, I've worked at McDonald's. You know, there's a difference, right? And it takes lawyers, hearings, you know, so many things that we have to follow. You know, the mayor and I can't even talk about this because as a chief, my job is to recommend discipline to the mayor and her board, and then they have a hearing if the officer wants one. We can't even talk about the case. It'd be like the prosecutor talking to the judge, you know, before the trial and getting in, you know, or in the jury, you know. But in this particular matter, the mayor and her board is the judge and jury. It would be improper for me to have conversations with her about this case. It would be improper for her to make public statements either way, you know, and myself. And so we're doing what we're supposed to do. It takes time. And we'll get through it. We're being as transparent as we can. Without me just walking through my entire investigation, we are being as transparent as we can be. That it may not be what you want, but it's the right way. And I think that's the difference that people need to understand. They want to know everything. They want to know everything right now. And they want people fired right now.
Yeah.
It does not work that way because that's the wrong way. And we're going to do it the right way by doing a proper investigation and getting and doing it in private where it should be. And so that's, I think people are upset about that, and I can't change that, and I won't. I think, yeah, we're public employees, but there should still be some privacy while we do these things. The results of the investigation, public record, but the work in between has to be done without the pressure of the public.
Yeah,
and so that's, we're going to keep doing it, and we'll be waiting. The Boone County Sheriff's Office is conducting a criminal investigation, which takes precedent over ours. People are going to flip when they hear this. You know, the Boone County case, if charges are filed, and let's just say on any police officer, if criminal charges are filed, the city can do nothing with that employee until the end of that criminal trial.
Yep,
and we've seen those go what, 6 months, a year, longer,
easily.
So get ready for that if that were to happen. You know, we're not have any control over that criminal investigation. I'm just saying in general for all police, if the police officer is charged with a crime, the city can do nothing to their job other than unpay them for that time period. But they're still on the roster. They still hold a spot until that criminal trial is done.
Yeah.
So that's it. On that, that's all I can talk about.
Well, let's move on. How is Caesar doing? Let's get an update on Deputy Chief.
You just talked to him yesterday. He's doing well. I mean, he's a worker. He's ready to get back to work, and we'll have hopefully. And it's all through doctors, and you know,
sure.
And I believe there'll be some medical decisions next week of whether he can come back to desk duty at least. So we're getting close to that.
Well, good. It's nice to hear that he's still progressing and everything's moving on. You know, you already mentioned the annexation and how it didn't really, you know, you already knew what the calls and everything were going to be for that. We're getting into warmer weather. And talk about, because warmer weather brings out anything and everything on wheels.
Yeah, we're seeing it already, and you know the we have a golf, you know, the, we again we're following, you know, state law. The states have allowed cities to have golf carts, and so we're in the prime season for registering golf carts. Golf carts must be registered. There's rules, seat belts, you know, tail lights, that kind of thing, turn signals, that these things, and then moving over for other vehicles and not being on the highways. I mean, there's a lot of rules. So if you have a golf cart, please get with us to get it registered. You don't have to bring it to the police department. You can do the paperwork, and then we can come to your house because there's no way to get it to the police department unless it's on a trailer because we're on a highway. You can't be on a highway. And so we'll come to you. ATVs are not allowed. I mean, we're seeing a lot of these ATVs, these four-wheeled looking, you know, farm-type
Polaris, tractors, that
Polaris
kind of thing,
and stuff. They're not allowed.
Yeah.
And you don't know how. I mean, when we enforce that, it's the end of the world, right? Why is the golf carts allowed, but the ATVs aren't? Contact your legislator. Mm-hmm. This is state law. If you don't like the law, contact your legislator, which, you know, our friend Mark, Mark Gendon, Brian Buchanan, I think their phones are going to be ringing off the hook. But these are, we're following the rules.
Sure.
And we're just asking people to follow them too. And I get it. How can a golf cart be on a road, but an ATV can't be registered? You know, and you can do it out in the county.
Yeah.
You know,
four wheelers.
Well,
that's what I was
going to
say. Out in the county on a county road, something like that, the four wheeler, and it's, to me, there's a difference between an ATV and what we're talking about, like the gators that have roofs and doors.
Support like the four wheelers and stuff on the road. But you know, a four wheeled ATV, which is probably safer in a crash than a golf cart.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, literally.
You know, I think they're built differently. So I don't know, but it's just the law, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's what you have to follow. Scooters, bikes, that kind of stuff, all have to be registered as well, right?
No, bikes, no, they don't have to be registered. The only thing that has to be registered with us is golf carts. Any other item, no.
Okay. Will you guys, I mean, especially since you've moved out where you're at, located out on 28, will we still see, like in the summer months, will we still see some officers on bikes? Like you've done in the past?
Yeah. So we had a bike program. And then bikes, I don't know when they stopped being cool. You know, you go to Houston, when I first hired on, there was bicycles being stolen left and right. Bikes, the opportunities to buy bicycles, you know.
Sure.
People don't, kids, they're not getting out on bikes anymore, right? And so as we hire people that have come from that generation of not riding a bicycle ever. I rode a bicycle from your area.
Yeah.
To Frankfort.
Oh, yeah.
To my grandparents' house. On 700 North to get back to Frankfort, you know.
Yep.
Today is not going to happen. And so we just don't have a bike patrol program for us any longer because nobody wants to ride the bikes.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's almost like because I think they haven't grown up riding them like the old, you know, when I first hired on, all the officers wanted to be on those bikes. We'd park the car if we could, if we had enough people, and rode the bikes around town. No, we actually auctioned, I can't remember if we auctioned them off last June or this June, but we don't have, we've ended our bike patrol program. We've discussed bringing it back, but guess what we would have to use?
Yeah, exactly.
Electric bikes.
Mm-hmm.
If they were electric, I'd have officers on them for sure.
Yeah. Do you see any issues with, I mean, we see a lot of electric bikes around here, just, you know, seeing people ride around on those, between those and the electric scooters.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen issues with those? Have they caused any issues?
To my best knowledge and belief, we haven't had major issues that some other cities are having with scooters and electric stuff and having to regulate those. I've not seen that. I think most people, we don't have like the Monon Trail where people are riding these things and nearly running people over on the tracks. I've seen people like skateboard looking things that go forever without having to use their foot, and then you realize it's something electric, you know.
Yeah.
So but no, I haven't seen any, I don't know of any problems for us right now.
I noticed one of the other things that came up, everybody was looking forward to the Battle of the Badges, but it's been postponed. Is that something that you guys are going to try and come up with another date for that down the road?
Yeah, they are. Brett Wagner, an officer, our FOP president, who has been working with Trent Booth at the fire department to organize that. I think there's just a lot of scheduling. I think it's our fault. I think some of our officers are unavailable, and we don't have the team that we want. I don't know what the discussion was on that.
I'm not going anywhere with that.
And I'll be honest, we've been under a lot of immense pressure and
sure.
locked in on this investigation and the whole, you know, the incident that we're dealing with the canine.
Sure.
Honestly, we have, you know, even as a department, even though I'm not, you know, it's really an FOP thing, we really haven't marketed it, and we kind of feel bad about that. So you know, they've decided to postpone it, and then we'll really push it and get it out there.
Yeah, I figured maybe sometime when we get closer to fall might be a good time to try and do that.
We want to do it. They want to do it because, you know, we're raising money for, you know, local, I think Special Olympics and the Boys and Girls Club, if I'm correct on that. And we want to do that help them out. And so, because all the proceeds go to that. So they'll come up with another date, and we'll definitely work on getting that out there.
In the meantime, you can practice. And
I'm not.
I've been told that you're not allowed anyway. So.
They won't even let me. I tried to coach him, and they don't listen on that basketball court. It's a lot different, you know. So.
Oh, I know there's the old saying that those that do and those that don't coach, but, you know.
Yeah, I can't shoot, and I also can't coach, but we'll get it going again. We have a good time with the fire department on that, and we have for many years. So we want to make sure it doesn't get lost this year.
I know. We've talked a lot about funding and what's going to happen and what's some of it's up in the air. We don't know really for sure what's going to happen because they are down at the state house, and this is another question I'm going to have tomorrow. Is they are relooking at the SB1 bill because they know it was not a good bill when they passed it. Why they passed it is beyond me, but it wasn't a good bill.
Yeah.
There's too many issues with it, they're finding out, and now they're looking at trying to do amendments, and Lord knows how long that's going to take.
And I guarantee you, because everybody across the state is opening their tax bills today and yesterday, they are going to, phones are going to be ringing because people are not aware of how this, even though it says right at the top, pay 2025, pay 2026, that this, I can clear this up in 2 seconds if they were paying attention.
Yeah.
This is last year's passage for this year's budget.
Yep.
And so your credits and all these things and the doom and gloom we've been talking about with cutting, that's for next year.
You might
get
to see it next
But they
year.
Got you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to put the other hat on as a resident of this county.
Yeah.
They not this county, but think about it. We're going to save you $300, but oh my God, you didn't tell me it was going to go up 200 plus in the meantime.
Yeah.
So then I'm only going to save what?
Yeah.
So, and so, but they got you. They get people on the 17 cents. They get you on, different ways of doing things with the money. Like, we'll save you on property tax, but hey, we're going to let the cities raise your income tax and put it on them. And so it's an interesting concept, and everybody, we all fall for it.
Yeah.
I just have a little bit more education and knowledge in how this works since I've been in.
Because you've been around it.
Since I've been in it. I wish I would have trademarked it, but in 2008, when they did tax caps in your Constitution, there's probably a quote from me somewhere in the front, news of Wilo somewhere, it won't stop your assessed value from going up. I said that as a young, dumb, 27-year-old kid on the city council. It won't stop your assessed value. You can 1%, 2% cap this all day long, but it won't change the value of your home.
Yep.
And here we are 20 years later.
Yeah.
You're paying for it.
Exactly.
Because we're paying double for houses that we just 5 years ago would not have.
Exactly.
And that's our fault. There were bidding wars.
We've done it to ourselves.
We did building wars on houses that were not worth it. So,
No, we've done it all to ourselves.
We've done it all to ourselves, and then we're clapping for people who think they've changed it, and they didn't change it.
I mean, that's like farm ground. I mean, coming from where I live, farm ground. Mm-hmm. Farm ground that used to sell for $2,000 and $3,000 an acre is selling for
20 plus or more.
Yeah, yeah.
90.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting, but. I'm more I worry more about it as an employer.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get a raise or insurance goes up or this or that, and I lose officers to other cities, that I won't blame them for that. I can give you the list of where we were at in 2018 and where we were headed in terms of salary, being comparable. And we were probably in the top, for departments that we look at, we were in the top 10% of cities our size, or cities is a little bit bigger. And we're not competing with cities our size. I hope people understand. We're competing with cities that are bigger than us, right? And so when you look at that, in this year, we have dropped to, 110th for a survey of 140 police and fire departments in Indiana. We're at 110th. in terms of salary. We've dropped just because everybody else, you know, rocket. You know, we did a rocket up in 2018. We did a couple big raises in 21 and 2, but not enough to keep up with the other cities. And so I'm interested to see, you know, because in 2018 we lost a couple officers to other cities, and that got the city's attention. I didn't want, in the last 6 years, I didn't want to lose somebody to get their attention. So they've worked with me the best they could, but now I'm worried about how we keep people.
Yeah, maintain.
Mm-hmm. Because you can walk on, you know, if you have a good record, you know, you can walk on to any police department right now, because everybody's hiring.
Yeah.
If you got the police academy and you've got, you know, a good 5-10 years on, and you've got nothing in your disciplinary file, you're looking really marketable to these cities that are growing so fast they don't have the time to spend training you and teaching you. They can hurry up and get you to do it their way and be out there.
Yep.
Where we, you know, as we go to hire, we'll be interesting. We'll follow it. This, you know, I wanted to, before we get off the air, you know, Marisol Douglas has spent 11 years with this city and is going to resign it for, you know, for her family and husband, their business, their children. And I don't blame her. We'll miss her, but we'll be, I'm really interested in when we go to announce now hiring for her position, what it looks like in terms of applicants and you can get 20 applicants.
Right.
Are they capable? Can they talk to people? Can they have a conversation like you and I without using, mm-hmm. you know, a phone to text? And so have they been given everything they wanted by their parents their whole lives and can't learn the word no? I mean, this is the things that I'm worried about now as we get into this next hiring process.
Yeah. Now, looking at the staff that you have right now, I know you're hiring for her position, or will be,
mm-hmm.
but is there anybody else that looking down the road at retirement or anything like that, or are you pretty well,
I mean,
kind of the mid-range now?
Nothing on my desk.
Yeah.
You know, I've joked and been joking because, you know, I'm coming up on my 20th year, which is in policing is the big deal, right? 20 years, that's your pension's vested. I can't collect my pension, but it, you know, 20 years is what we have to work to in the city of Frankfort as a police officer, or actually majority of policing, and to even get even a dime of money, you have to put 20 years in.
Sure.
And so that comes up for me, but I joke and I say, oh, you know, I'm leaving. I don't know. You know, this stuff is,
yeah.
you know, a lot of work. The average the average career expectancy of a police chief is 3 to 4 years. You know, I'm in year 6 and I love it. I love every minute of it, except, you know, these things, we're a family. And I think that's one thing people don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like your own family. It is a business you're in. Someone in your family makes a mistake or does something that, you know, that somebody doesn't agree with. You know, it's still our family. And so we're still, you know, even if we have to make tough decisions, it's not fun. It hurts, you know? And so, I mean, the things that people say anymore, like, you know, I don't know how long we got on here. We could talk all day, but you know, used to you just talked a little smack around the table at McDonald's with a cup of coffee with a group of friends, right?
Sure.
Now we're emboldened to just smack talk the world.
Yeah.
On social media.
Yeah.
And it slays me some of the things that
it's easy for people to hide behind a screen.
Well, it just slays me because we all have things. We've all done stupid things. We've all made mistakes. And to just go for the jugular.
Yeah. Every
when
time.
We would never have the courage to do that. I got people in my own place. Don't have the courage to come to me and say what they're thinking, but they'll chirp around, you know, because anytime you have an employee situation like this, there's groups, there's,
sure.
you know, and I get it. You know, I was the same way when I was a young cop that, you know, we didn't like the bosses all the time. Not everybody did, but nobody has the courage anymore to look at somebody in the face and say, hey, this is what I think, which I think you're wrong. You know, they can't do that, but they'll do it on Facebook. They'll do it with a fake account. You know, I've got a couple fake accounts that follow us, and I know they're fake. They have one friend from Texas, right?
Yeah.
And they're a local person. It's, you know, I don't know who they are. I'd love to find out so I could at least give them the, hey, come meet. My calendar's wide open. Come meet with me in my office and say what you say about me and my department on Facebook under a fake account. Say it to my face, and I will give you more respect than hiding behind an account on social media.
Sure.
And this has just been the norm, though. It's been I won't miss that part of it. And,
yeah.
And so, yeah, we'll figure it out.
It's like the art of conversation has died.
It is. We spend more time training conversation than we do shooting a gun, driving a car, you know, wrestling on a mat. It's hard for people to have a conversation. Just a simple, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm sorry that your purse was stolen from your car. What was in it? You know, you know, it's very hard to have an initial opening. It's basically, you know, remember back in the day, I'd probably just the facts, you know, just,
sure,
you
yeah.
know, we've tried to talk to people and, you know, and be there at their worst moment. And it's hard. So we have to train a lot on communication when we really, it was a part of our job. We never realized it was probably the number one. Before de-escalation and before you know, we didn't realize, oh my God, what do we shoot this gun all the time, we drive this car all the time, we wrestle on the mat, but what do? 99% of the time we use our voice to de-escalate a situation. Now we put a good name to it and everybody's making a bunch of money training on it and going across the country training on it. We've been doing de-escalation
sure
forever.
Yeah,
we
I
just
can
didn't
remember
know.
Back when
we
in the day when you were in diapers, I can
yeah.
remember doing
you
that.
Know,
we
finally realized our voice is our most powerful, you know,
yeah.
tool. We have to train on that. So it'll be interesting because now we're getting, you know, we're two junior. I didn't have a cell phone until I was 18. Now we're hiring people that have had a cell phone maybe since they were 16, 7, 14, 13.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get into the days of where they were 8,
yeah.
7. So it's going to get worse.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. It's unfortunate,
mm-hmm.
and what it's doing to our society as a whole.
We have failed in one thing, and that is we've allowed our children to hit the reset button a million times on the PlayStation or the Xbox or in our own with our parents. You know, we reset. So they get out to the real world, and you know I can't say it on the air, but when it hits the fan,
mm-hmm.
there's no reset button. There's ownership of the problem and dealing with it, but they don't know how to do. Nobody knows how to say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I know what I did was not right.
Yep.
I'm sorry." No, it's deflect. How can I fix this with words that aren't true? And then we get nowhere, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. When you have, you know, people understand. We've you know, Munoz. You talked about Munoz. We've done this together for 3 years now, Deputy Chief and Chief, and we live and breathe this place and do everything we can to make sure we don't look stupid to the public. That we, you know, and we were talking about how hard, how much sleep we lose, how much stress. You know, ask my family,
mm-hmm.
you know, how I'm by the time I get home at 5 o'clock in the evening with the, what you know, it takes a toll. But we have done it to we believe philosophy is if we keep the house happy, the morale happy. You know, disciplining, hold people accountable when they need it, then that will keep the public happy. You know, I that's the way we've done it, and we'll keep doing it that way. So, you know, it's rough to see people question, you know, we're covering things up, or we don't do that.
No, there's a set, as you said, letter of the law and regulations that you have to follow for everything, and people don't understand.
Police officers
that.
Have the right to resign. That's the deal too, right? I can't fire. The Board of Works has to take my recommendation, and that takes a time. And so all that legal process, if they resign, and we've had people resign.
Yeah.
Under my time as chief, because we were headed that route, and they did the right thing. They knew what they did. They knew it wasn't good for, you know, and they quit. And so we just don't parade that around. I don't parade that around. Oh, look, you know.
Yeah.
People want us to be an open book. I mean, I've thought about this, you know, we just post every body cam footage because people, I'm going to show you 100% of our body camera, 99% of the time, it's a public that's acting a fool than my police officers. But, you know, when my officers get blasted out there for the one time they make a mistake or they do something that just doesn't look, right, or they did really wrong, you know, it's the end of the world. But let me, what do we post what society how society acts when that camera is on them from our body cameras. And you'll see my officers are very professional. They're human. They get frustrated. They have blood pressure too. I don't know if people know that. So you know how it is when your blood pressure goes up, you get hot, you get bothered, and you probably say a cuss word or two and get a little, you know. It'd be real interesting if society watched society. You know, we see the videos on TV, body camera stuff, and it's always the cool stuff, the great stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Never the screams and the
it's the edited stuff.
So it would be interesting one day if we just posted our, you know, I think a police department tried that. I think Portland, Oregon does that, puts all their body camera online for people to view. But I think there has to be, even with cameras, there should be some privacy.
Yeah.
We deal with people, again, at their worst moment. They're not always acting or thinking straight. But it's funny the amount of fingers that get pointed at people, police, when, again, 1% of the time they're making errors that, and some are so bad that we have to deal with it, right?
Sure.
We can't train our way out of it. We can't counsel our way out of it. We have to make the hard decision. And we've done it. But we just, you know. I think people, what did I tell you? You know, this, you know, they love. You know, this went viral. This canine thing went viral, right? The canine is not hurt. You know, it has, you know, they'll have some, the vets, and then we'll talk about exactly what, you know, they think. But it's a dog and police. Everybody loves dogs, and a lot of people hate the police. And it was a perfect storm to just, I mean, we had phone calls. We had our Facebook hijacked. Or, you know, the phone calls at the police. People screaming at I had somebody screaming at my code enforcement officer. They happened to push his extension somehow. And the emails that were coming to me, full of hate and just, you know, not like threatening to, you know, to hurt me or my, you know, that kind of thing. But it was full of hate. And I said, well, this is interesting. It's ironic that we're you know, there's a theory that my officer was hatred, you know, had hatred towards that dog or this or that. Well, we're talking about this what you saw in that video, and you're being hateful and threatening towards my department. Does that make any sense? If maybe you need checked too.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, so we'll get through it. We'll do what we need to do once the investigation's done. And we'll come out of this. Nobody can ever. I've talked to chiefs and different people all throughout Indiana over this, and nobody. There's no playbook for this type of incident. Really.
Well, I don't. Every, and not even looking at this one in particular, but across the board for any department, there's not a set. Every incident of any type is different because everything that led up to that is different. Everything that happened during and after is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's no textbook on any of that. It's all behavioral and left to interpretation as far as, I mean, the general public is concerned.
Yeah.
It's just their interpretation without the facts.
Yeah, and then when I make a decision, and if people don't like the decision, that I work for the mayor, and then they can call her and she can make a decision. I mean, there's always a level, right?
Sure.
Of accountability, and so if that's where we're at, like I've come to just, you know, when I get everything, my internal affairs investigators hand me everything, I'll review it and make a decision, and roll it out there, and it's gonna make somebody mad.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, depending on what happens with Boone County, everything that you guys are doing may mean absolutely nothing.
I could be retired and gone before this became back to our hands. And,
yeah.
You know, I made that clear at the council meeting and the Board of Works. This is out of our hands right now.
Yeah.
Even, you know, this will, we can do nothing until that criminal investigation is done. Now, there's nothing that says we can't keep doing what we're doing, and we are, you know, we are, my investigators are doing their job, following up on some things. We're not going to take forever unless we have to.
Yeah.
And then that'll be another, you know, I'll spend another hour on here with you
trying to explain that
state statute. Call your friend Mark and Brian. And
Yeah, they may not have to call him. He'll be here tomorrow. So
Mark will be here tomorrow. Yep. You tell Mark that maybe I'll call in with a question.
Yeah,
you know, or two.
Yeah, Mark Ginnett was in. You may have seen him on camera. He came in at the break, and Mark is going to be on at 8:30 in the morning here on Party Line. He's got some things he wants to discuss, and property taxes is one of those things that he is going to discuss when he's here. So.
Property taxes. Let's all change it to service yeah. fees.
Yep.
Fees for service.
Yes.
Because, or if you want to opt out of paying, maybe this. Here's a way to fix this. Opt out. If you don't want to pay service property taxes, no police respond, no fire, no emergency medicine, you can't go to the parks, you can't go to school, you can't go to the library, but you have to sign an agreement, you know, that your trash doesn't get picked up, your roads don't get, you know, that section of your road.
You're basically isolated.
How do we do this? And think about this before we leave. If you're paying $1,200, I don't know what the average.
Sure. Yeah, I don't either because.
In Frankfurt.
Because
let's say,
of what
let's
we
just
have,
say
so.
It's for fun, it's $1,500 right now. $1,500 of a $14 million budget? Look at it that way. You know, look at the percentage of how much you're actually paying. And that's not even all the city. That $1,500 does not go to the city. So if our budget's, you know, $14 million, and let's say $500 of it goes to the city of your $1,500, look at it that way. You're not, if you're only paying $500 to the city of Frankfurt for property tax, to have a fully funded fire department, which has worked their butts off to get your home insurance down, which they're going to tell you, you know, you know, they've done work, you know, through the years to get your the savings that we're trying to provide. In terms of fire service, police service, our park, you've heard from these guys. These guys live and breathe this stuff.
Yeah, all the certification that these guys have to go through as individuals and the department, a lot of people don't realize that's what gets your insurances, like you said, it brings those costs down.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't meet that criteria, then your stuff goes through the roof.
Right, and these are all the things. It's a snowball effect, and I think, you know, they should have just left alone the way things were, but this is, you know, it's a political climate, and, you know, governors love the attention. Oh, I saved you $300. Oh, well, great, now my bill just opened up, and I owe another two.
Mm-hmm.
So when do I save that three? Oh, that's next year. But yet it went up 200, right?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Gas, take the gas tax off, and what do? They shut the road down for the gas again in the water, right? So that's why you didn't see because they raised the price, because they shut the strait down. I mean, we could talk all day.
We could talk all day,
but I know you probably are in trouble for running this an hour, half hour over.
Oh, well.
They're going to try to offer me a job now in September to me and you to have a radio show. It's not happening. But no, and I better get back to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm surprised the guys haven't been texting you to come do your job.
No, they're probably, we have a great group of people. That's the thing. That's what, you know.
You do.
And nobody, you know, not even the situation that we're in, you know, I've been under chiefs. I've seen other administrators just come in and go out, no conflict, no nothing. I want to make sure they have everything that they have to do their job. And I don't want anybody, you know, you don't want that guy over there, oh my God, something's going to be, you know, we don't have anybody, you know, and then even with this, and people can question me all day long. I'm pretty much in tune with my employees, and I think that's where I go back to, you know, you can, you know, I read something the other day, you know, about the kids. Well, my kids see what people say about me,
mm-hmm.
you know, through this thing, and my kids have suffered because they've had less of me for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Because of my job. And so we're not doing this for the paycheck. I'm not doing this for the paycheck, Melissa. I mean, it's not, you know,
You've wanted this from the, and I can say this because I know you wanted this, and so is Caesar. I remember him being a little pipsqueak in elementary school. You guys have wanted to do this. You've wanted to serve. This is the job that you guys wanted from the time you were small boys. This has been on your heart. It always has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's the final parting words I'll say. We are in the arena. We are the ones having to get the things thrown at. And that's what I've got the man in the arena, you know, quote, in my office above my head, because I've got some staff, you know, that like to question everything, but will never put their body in that chief's office or that deputy chief's office or whatever. And to them and to the public, we're out here. We're actually in the arena, and you're sitting back as in the crowd, throwing what you want to throw. But the difference between us and you is we have courage to be in these positions, and thankful that we are. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm glad I have the people that I have, and I am glad I have the people underneath me, because I can feel confident when I leave that the culture of being courageous and brave will continue, because leadership is failing. Leadership is failing, and there's a lack of leadership, and it's hard. It really is. It's hard, you know, to be a leader, and it's tough. And so I'm glad there are people underneath me that will one day be where I'm at. And I hope to God things change and they cultivate the next round after them.
We've been speaking with Scott Shoemaker
on WILO. We've got to probably do the call sign and everything. You know,
Chief Shoemaker here on WILO Boone 1027 Party Line. Thanks for listening, everybody. Again, tomorrow it will be Mark Ginda at 8:30. Representative Mark Ginda will be in at 8:30, and Tony Salmers from Prosecutor's Office will be here at 9. So everybody tune in. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.